It was 30 years, 3 months and 8 days since I had stood with over 200 new recruits, been sworn in to serve my queen and country, and promised to protect the people of London. I was now sat in a comfy chair at the Hilton Hotel, surrounded by businessmen and women, conducting meetings and interviews, sipping green teas and cappuccinos, with their Apple MacBooks laid out on the tables in front of them. None of them knew who I was, or why I was there, clutching a crisp, white envelope that contained my warrant card. I was going to hand it in and walk away from a job that I'd devoted the best part of my life to. I'd never imagined that it would end this way, with such despair, such unhappiness, and with so much anger and heartache. There was only one reason I was there. My ex-detective inspector, the only person that I still trusted, had asked to meet me on the 21st of December. He knew that this was my last day. This was to be the end of my 30-year police career. I'd spent the past 20 years working undercover. I'd received over 35 chief constables and judges' commendations for bravery and dedication to my work. I was overwhelmed by sadness and a sense of futility. I thought of trust and support and camaraderie, all the things that I could no longer look to my colleagues for. It had been a week since I'd been told by a 20-something-year-old kid from HR that I wasn't entitled to an exit interview with the chief constable, as I didn't fit the criteria. I looked at him, dressed in his Hollister jumper, Primark skinny jeans and cheap shoes. I thought to myself that he had no idea who I was or what I'd done. I wanted to sit him, his supervisor, and the other loveys from HR down and tell them my story. Explain to them what I had done in my service, the people I'd hurt, the number of times I'd risked my life to put baddies behind bars, that I thrived on danger. The more dangerous the situation or nastier the person, the more I would want to do the job. I wanted to tell them my story,